Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the same Lord Jesus, about whose passion we read in this gospel account, is now present among us as the risen Lord by his Spirit. Come and speak to our hearts and minds and lives as we reflect on these verses. Amen.
Amen. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council.
They did not have the power to pass the death sentence. The death sentence they just condemned him to. Capital cases needed the confirmation of the Roman governor or procurator.
They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate, Pontius, Roman governor or procurator of Judea, 26 to 36 AD. The gospel accounts depict Pilate as an equitable but weak governor.
I don't know about you, but I feel a little bit sorry for Pilate. He tries everything to get Jesus off the hook.
Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed.
Matthew's gospel reports how Pilate's wife, after a dream, warns her husband, "Have nothing to do with this innocent man." Pilate tries to arrange a pardon for Jesus following the customary release of a prisoner at Passover. But the religious leaders and the crowd, egged on by them, bay for Jesus' blood.
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
So who was Pilate? Was he a conflicted, a weak leader? Maybe. But other gospel accounts mention his cruelty. And first century Jewish historian Josephus describes Pilate as offensive, cruel, and corrupt.
Josephus reports that Pilate violated the Jewish law against graven images when he brought into Jerusalem the emperor's images attached to the Roman standards. His misappropriation of temple funds to finance the building of an aqueduct in Jerusalem provoked a riot that left many Jews dead and a cruel massacre of the Samaritans. Pilate was summoned to Rome. He was not reappointed as governor.
To satisfy the crowd, Pilate handed him over to be crucified. What is your agenda, Pilate? What is your agenda, Jesus? What is my agenda? Jesus' agenda is clear. He has come to do the will of his Father in heaven. "I only do what I see the Father do," Jesus says. "I and the Father are one," he says. And so at each stage of his journey to the cross, Jesus responds to the Father's will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he pours out his agony to his Father in heaven. And then he recommits himself to the divine plan of rescue. Before the Jewish leaders, he confirms that he is indeed the Son of God, the Messiah, the anointed one from God, who will come again in glory. What follows is a riot. He blasphemes God by saying that he is God. And now, before Pilate, he is silent. Could his outstanding rhetorical gift have saved him? We don't know. But Jesus knows that the wheels of justice, or rather of injustice, have been set in motion. And while corrupt and power-hungry officials condemn him unjustly to death, the justice of God will be done.
1 Peter chapter 2. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed.
Jesus' agenda, to do his Father's will. Pilate's agenda is less clear. But whether he was a cynic, an honest inquirer, or a bully, one thing is clear. There is fear. Fear of the crowd. As governor, he cannot allow a riot just before the big Jewish festival of Passover, with a city full to bursting with pilgrims. And of course, there is fear of his overlord. His overlord in Rome, Caesar himself. An unsuccessful governor who loses control of the situation will certainly lose his office and possibly his freedom, his head. Pilate's agenda is a mix of the desire for personal advancement, power and wealth, and fear. He knows that the pole is greasy and that he can slide down much more quickly than he has climbed up. He knows that as and when he fails his duty, justice will be done. Justice means that we get what we deserve. Mercy, however, means that we do not get what we deserve. God is a God of justice. God is a God of mercy. And in Jesus, God's perfect justice and God's perfect mercy meet perfectly.
He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, ye have been healed.
This is the divine exchange, that Jesus the man would take upon himself the judgment that should be ours. That Jesus the Son of God extends God's grace to us, forgiveness, a new beginning, new and everlasting life. Not merit, but mercy. What is my agenda? Is it the self-advancement agenda of Pilate? Always mixed in with fear of failure and of judgment. Or is it Jesus' agenda to always do his Father's will. And can I, an imperfect human being, even dare to live according to Jesus' agenda? Only if I receive God's perfect judgment and perfect mercy through Jesus.
Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt him down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. They led him out to crucify him.
To satisfy the crowd, you died. They flogged you, mocked you. "Hail the King," they cried. The masses chanted, "Crucify." To satisfy the blinded crowd, you died. Satisfy the crowd, you died. They flogged you, mocked you, "Hail the King," they cried. The masses chanted, "Crucify." To satisfy the blinded crowd, you died. To satisfy your Father's will, you breathe your last upon Golgotha Hill. At most forsakenness you feel. To satisfy a loving Father's will. Satisfy my hungry soul, my God becomes a servant for us all. Your life is crushed to make me whole. To satisfy my hungry heart and soul. To satisfy your will, I pray that you, not I, may shape my life each day. That never such great love I doubt, and never aim to satisfy the crowd.